Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Glad you're with us down the line on the Super Talk affiliates that you hear us on every day, and as well as online and our podcast. We appreciate you being here very much. Going to hear more from football coach Charles Huff today. Some interesting insights from him about what he brought from some of the other really great coaches that he's worked with to Southern Miss football, including Nick Saban, who I think we could say arguably maybe the best coach that ever coached college football. And we're also going to hear from Jenny Hazelwood, as believe it or not, volleyball starts when, Kelly?
They open a week from tonight.
A week from tonight, volleyball in action.
But I think, you know, with football taking center stage, you know, next week, I figured this would be a good time to see how the Lady Eagles are getting ready to tee it up.
All right, but we also want to introduce somebody new to the show today. We're delighted to have Graham Crawford, former Southern Miss baseball player, join us as one of our co-hosts. Graham will be with us every Tuesday and Thursday as we move forward with the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And Graham, thank you, man. You've been on the show a couple of times, but I'm delighted to see you here in a new role.
Matt, I am as excited as one can be about this. I appreciate the opportunity, and it's going to give me a cool way to really stay connected with Southern Miss, and it's something that I've always wanted. And this is an outstanding opportunity that I get to be a part of this.
Well, we're glad you're here, and as Graham and I were talking in my office before the show, once fall baseball starts and we get back around to baseball, what a perfect correspondent to have. You probably know those guys pretty good, don't you?
I'd say so. A couple of them for sure. Just so happened to live with a few of them back in the day.
In fact, you told me you were roommates with what I think will be the Friday night starter coming back.
That's what I think. I think he should be.
Colby
we'll see
Allen
how
we're
it,
talking
yes,
about,
yeah. It is Colby. Me, Colby Allen, and J.B. Middleton live together. We had another roommate also, Colton Garner. He played football at Colin. He was a really good baseball player, too, and ended up tearing his Achilles. But
well, now you and Colby know who to call for a loan.
Yes, we do.
JB, he's probably rolling in it right
yes,
now.
Yes, we do.
Kelly?
He probably doesn't know how to get to it or knows where it is or can see it, but
he's got it.
He's got it, yeah.
Yeah. He'll do well in Major League Baseball, won't he?
Yes, he will. Yeah.
What do you think is going to be the most difficult part of this new role, Graham, that you take on as a co-host of the Eagle Hour?
Man, that's a good question. You know,
I would think, you know, because you've been on the inside, but now you have to at times hold some feet to the fire, which is
can be
uncomfortable.
You know, now that you put it that way, that is definitely going to be something that is difficult, because it's a relationship that I do know those guys extremely well, and I know them in a way that is not this. I never really asked them questions in this manner. Or
right.
If I have, it's just in a little different light. And, you know, the answers they give me are going to be in a little different light as well.
Right. When you're in a different setting.
Yes.
Those answers will be different than them saying that
correct.
On the air.
Yeah.
Graham's an alumni of Summerall High School, Pearl River Community College. You've got a great baseball perspective. You played for two really good baseball programs in Southern Miss and Alabama. So you probably had the most unusual perspective of the regional game of anybody in the stadium this past year.
Yes, it was different. And what was really, they may have noticed this, but possibly not. So their leadoff, Bryce Fowler, he was at Southern Miss as a sophomore. My first year I got to Southern Miss, which was 2024. Mm-hmm. After that year, he went to Pearl River. From there, he went to Alabama, which is, that was last year's regional. And coming back, he lived with those guys who were on that team. Like him, Colby Allen, that was that group. I've went hunting and stayed at JB's camp because Bryce lives not far. He's from Germantown. Mm-hmm. So it's funny to, in December, actually, sitting to talk to those two as they're at different schools, were at the same school at one point, and now, mm-hmm, 5 months later, they're actually playing in a regional against each other.
But they're hunting buddies.
Oh,
when
yeah,
they're not playing baseball.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So there was some love between the Southern, yes, Miss guys and that particular kid on the
correct
Bama, on
correct
the Bama team.
But as one of the youngest members of our Eagle Hour team now, I have to get on you a little bit for not talking to your parents, young man. Because I asked your dad the other day, I said, pretty cool that Graham's going to be on the show. And his response to me is, what are you talking about? And I said, you know, your son, Graham? He said, yeah, I've heard of him. I said, he's going to be on a co-host with us on the Eagle Hour. And I believe your dad when he said, I didn't know that.
You're probably correct. you're probably correct. And that is my mistake. And I definitely...
Call your parents.
Yes,
young man.
I need to give them a ring. I actually talked to mom not too long ago, but
so
I
they don't
not,
know as of now.
I mean, they know now.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you notice how he called mom.
Yeah,
but he didn't call.
Correct,
dad,
correct.
Know. Graham, let people know what you're doing now professionally.
So I actually am an agent in the Farm Bureau, agent right across from on 98, right across from the Half Shell. What is that shopping center called? Whatever that one is, yeah, it is right across there. It is by MCS's old corporate office.
Who's a sponsor of this show?
Yes, yes, they are. I am actually in a claim center. It is it's cool to see the different side of the business that, you know, on the agent side, I don't get to see and get to hear those stories. But because I am there and I get to listen to them and kind of pick their brains on things, that they see it in a different light. But I am an agent over there.
And I got to tell you, Farm Bureau, they've got their business model, Bob. About 80% of the guys they hire were former college baseball players. Name
yes,
a few.
Yes.
That have been...
Brandon Parker was one. He just got done playing as Tate Parker's brother, for people who don't know the two. Actually, he played at Southern Miss with me not long ago. Let's see.
B.A. Volmuth.
B.A. Volmuth. So actually... I took B.A. Volmuth's job. That's how the relationship was, because he got a promotion, and he is now our estate planner. So congrats to B.A. But he has moved up, and I'm definitely trying to learn as much from him as possible.
Well, let me ask you, how many times has B.A. told you that he hit two home runs in the same inning of a regional baseball tournament?
You want the honest answer?
Yeah.
Probably more than I've asked, but it's because I love to poke the bear and to get him fired up.
Now, you played at Pearl River at a very high level. Pearl River's kind of been the king of the hill the last two or three years in the MAC. You heard where Dad Bod, Danny Lynch,
yep,
is the new head coach at Delta. How do you think he'll do?
Man, I think he's going to end up being just an outstanding coach. He knows the game. He is very knowledgeable about the game. And the way he can connect with players on a very personal level is something that's going to take him a long way. Now, he's never been in the
Moorhead,
MacJack.
Oh,
yep. Never. He is a Florida guy through and through. That's going to be a big difference, him headed up there to the Delta.
A long way from Florida.
Long way.
Yeah.
Long drive on just about the same road.
Yeah.
And I think he will end up doing outstanding things. I'm excited to watch him.
Well, he makes the point when people go, man, you can't win at Mississippi Delta in baseball. He said, that's not true. Michael Avalon did it.
Winners win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There are kids in the North Mississippi can play baseball.
It is the personnel, but I fully believe your team is an exact representation of your head coach. If he's a winner, your team's going to figure out how to win regardless of personnel.
Well, if they all take after Danny, are they all going to have that Elvis Presley hip movement at the plate and have women chasing them all over the Delta?
I think he's going to have them in a yoga class to make sure they can.
That's not unusual anymore, though, is it?
Not at all.
For baseball players,
not
yoga,
at all.
Ballet, lots of different things like that.
Anything to be able to move better. Makes you a better baseball player.
Interesting, huh?
Flexibility.
Yes.
Well, Graham, we're delighted to have you join us. We think you and Dima are just perfect. And we love having younger guys on the show because we know you have a little different perspective of things than, guys like Kelly and I. And we think it's important to share all perspectives because we know they're young fans, they're middle-aged fans, they're old
fans.
Yes,
yes, for sure.
We want to be able to communicate with all of them. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from Coach Charles Huff, and then Graham's got an interesting observation. Coach Huff talks about what he brought to Southern Miss from Alabama. Graham played at Alabama, tells me he watched the Crimson Tide practice, and he sees very similar things in a practice that he recently attended here. So we're going to hear from Coach Huff and more of our new co-host, Graham Crawford, and then still later in the show, Jenny Hazelwood. Stay with us, everybody.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Really appreciate all the guys at Southern Bancorp, like our buddy here, Graham. A lot of those guys, former Southern Miss baseball players at Southern Bancorp. We really do appreciate all they do. Dickie's Barbecue sponsors the opening segment of our show every day, of course, and the second segment. Speaking of baseball, I can't get away from it. Sponsored by Eagle Tire West, former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products at the all-new Eagle Tire West. Also, full auto and truck coverage, truck service. They're located next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. It's a family-operated business since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Eagle Tire up on Hardy Street, Goodyear Tires, full service, and big Southern Miss supporters, and we really do appreciate them. Also, next Thursday, we will be at this sponsor's location, MCS Home Center, and that's the new home repair, home remodeling, and home construction center here in Hattiesburg out in Bellevue, Highway 98 West. We're going to be out there with a couple of big-time Southern Miss football players, and really looking forward to spending some time with Hank, his great family, and some of the Southern Miss guys at MCS Home Center. All right, speaking of football, had a great sit-down earlier this week, as you may know, with Coach Charles Huff. I asked him a lot. But one of the things I asked him about was his really great background of coaching. And he worked with two big-time coaches and James Franklin at Penn State, and of course Nick Saban at Alabama. And I asked Coach Huff, what did he learn from those men that he hopes to bring to the Southern Miss football program? And here was that response.
You've got a great background, obviously, and you worked for James Franklin and Nick Saban, two big-time names in college sports, and I'm sure some other coaches had a lot of influence. What did you learn from those men that Charles Huff uses today to motivate and guide his football program?
Yeah, I think, working for Coach Franklin, I learned the detail in everything you do. Coach Franklin was a very detailed person. I would remember being a GA for him, and you would take him a game plan or something he had you do, a project he had you do, and you thought you did it perfect. And before you walked out of the room, he had like 15 red marks of things that, you know, he wanted you to change or you needed to correct. I remember, you know, getting ready to do recruiting events with Coach Franklin, and he was as detailed down to what side the bus pulls up so that the parents have to get out of the bus on the right side of the door and not walk around the front of the bus. I remember being at Vanderbilt and going to sweep snow off the logo in the middle of the field so when we took them on the tour, they could see the logo. Like, those are the things that, you know, to me, I still carry in the detail in everything. A lot of people talk about detail on the field and detail in your meetings. You know, it's a little thing, but, you know, when you have that detail in everything, it matters. And it stands out. That flows over to the players, that everything matters. You know, we spend more time in our program talking about how well we keep the locker room clean as we do third down pressures and third down routes. Because to me, it's all matters. And I learned that from Coach Franklin. You know, when I work with Coach Saban, the thing that I really take is the discipline and the consistency. You got to be able to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to be done. And you got to do it that way all the time. And we did things the same way over and over and over, almost to monotony, you know. And what I learned from it is the consistency in your approach allows the players to be consistent on a daily basis. It can't be we're getting ready to play Auburn and we got to get all excited and this is the Iron Bowl. It's the exact same process that we had for the first game. It can't be, you know, well, hey, we just lost the game, so I'm going to come in and slam a desk or punch somebody. It's the exact same process. And what happens is the players start to live their lives in a very consistent manner. And those would be the two things that I learned, and I've kind of molded those two, into who I am. You know, I also work for PJ Fleck, and he taught me be yourself. So I take all of those things, what I learned from Coach Franklin, what I learned from Coach Saban, and I kind of mold it into me because I can't be Coach Franklin, I can't be Coach Saban. You know, people say, well, you wear Coach Saban's hat. Well, I wear Coach Saban's hat to remind myself to be consistent. That's why I do it, not so someone says there's Coach Saban's. A lot of people don't realize I only write with red pen because Coach Franklin wrote in red pen. So it reminds me to be detailed. So these things that I do is not to, oh, I want to be like Coach Saban or I want to be like Coach Franklin. It's to remind me as the head coach of what I've learned and what I've become. You know, so if I've learned to be extremely detailed, I got to remind myself every day, be detailed. If I've learned to be extremely disciplined and consistent, I've got to remind myself to be those things too. I think sometimes, you know, people think the coach is perfect. You know, the coach has to work at being the coach as well. So that would be the things that I've learned the most.
All right, Grant. Interesting. In our conversation before you joined us today, you told me that as a baseball player at Alabama, you would oftentimes observe the Crimson Tide practicing, and you recently went to a Southern Miss practice. And you saw a lot of similarity. Explain what you meant by that.
Before I do that, I want to say that's the first time I've heard that interview. Wow.
Yeah, he's impressive.
That is very impressive.
Yeah, he's an impressive man when you get the opportunity to meet him, that's for sure.
The way he thinks is very – not that's cool is what it is. Yeah. I hear wow when I hear that.
Man, you're starstruck, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I can sit there and chew on that for a minute. I'm going to need to definitely re-listen that. But, no, I remember if anybody's ever been to Tuscaloosa, the baseball field, the basketball arena, and the practice football facility are all right around the same thing. And It actually connects where the dining hall for all athletes is in the same. It's technically connected with the football practice facility, locker room, and then their sports medicine facility. So we were – the football team ate upstairs. Sometimes they'd eat down, but everybody else would eat downstairs. And you had the ability – it was all glass, and you could see the practice football field. You had the ability to go outside, and there was a fence, but you could sit there and watch it, you had time or whatever. And the one thing I noticed was there was never music playing. There was about 15 people that you could hear. Eight of them were coaches. It was all yelling. The others were players. And everybody knew what they were supposed to do, when they were supposed to do it. There was never a second of wasted time during that practice. And then I come to Southern Miss, and I used to – the only building I ever went to when I was here was the business building, which is right beside the practice football field. When I would go to practice or go to class and get to see what it was like when I was here, it was not that. It was there loud music going a good bit of the time. There was definitely yelling. It was just in a different way, and I never heard a player do it. And then I had the opportunity to go to one with Coach Hub. And this might have been like first day in pads. It was very early on. And I noticed a couple things, which were everybody had a place. They knew where they were going, when they were going to be there. There was never a second wasted. And I heard 10 to 12 people yelling. Eight of those, which were coaches. There was three more.
Braylon Braxton.
There's number one.
Chris Jones.
There's number two. And I wish – I do not remember his name, and it's going to aggravate me. He plays cornerback.
Oh, that's going to be our guest next week. Moten.
Yeah.
There you go. It's obvious.
No music.
Zero. But you know that team – is headed in the right direction, and everybody's following in line with what those guys are setting that example. And I think it's big that they've already been in that program and they know the expectation. They know what's expected and how to do it. And I can just about assure you, before any decision was ever made, Coach Huff sat those guys down and said, look, this is what's about to happen. In order for us to do what we want to do, y'all are going to have to lead, because there's no way a new coach can come in and completely get every link in that chain on the same path and on the same focus, on the same goal. But if you have players that already have that goal the same way he does, people will follow the guys that are out there busting it with them, no doubt.
Well, it might not even be football, but trust me, if Chris Jones told me to do something, I would.
You're right. Yeah, I would too.
Just 30 seconds left. I'm going to guess that when you were at Alabama, there was no doubt who was in charge of the practice.
Yep.
And I bet you saw the same thing here. You didn't have any doubt who was in charge.
Zero.
Yeah. You're optimistic about things turning around after what you've seen, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Extremely. He's smiling. This is extremely, radio, but he's smiling.
Extremely.
Well, great stuff. And you're exactly right about Coach Huff. He is an impressive, articulate man. He knows what he's doing. He's got a plan. He's going to follow the plan. And if you want to be part of the football team, you're going to follow the plan right along with him.
Door works both ways.
And there's nothing that legitimizes a plan more than success.
Right.
And he's already a proven winner.
Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Thousands of you tune in that way every month. We're grateful. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle. Graham, did you ever play volleyball?
No, I didn't. We did actually at Pearl River in one of our challenges, a little beach volleyball action, but I was horrible. So,
all right, well, Jenny Hazelwood may be able to help his game. She's next. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air, and we're glad you're with us. This segment of the program is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street, where you can go for baseball, softball training. If you're an adult athlete like my friend Kelly, you can go there just to work out. That's what Kelly does. You believe that, don't you, Graham?
He's 100%.
Okay.
I see his car there. He's an early morning guy.
Lifting weights, 7 o'clock in the morning, running the indoor track, checking his 40-yard dash speed.
You guys, I have told you this. I can't go to the gyms like that. I'm part of the federal government's fitness protection program.
You can't get fit, is that right?
They won't allow me to.
You could be fine.
They won't allow me to.
And that's why Kelly goes to our next sponsor, which is Beaubé Beignet. Now, you do go there, right?
I do go there.
You do go there. You work out there pretty frequently.
About 3-ounce wrist curls with those beignets.
2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page and go enjoy a delicious dessert, and they truly are at Beaubé Beignet. All right, it's almost volleyball time. A week from tomorrow, the ladies take the court in their first official game. I think they have coach just told me, an exhibition game against the school up north this weekend. But, Coach, I know that probably like in every sport, your young ladies get tired of practicing against each other and want to play some people in different jerseys. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. We had our black and gold scrimmage this past weekend, and it was a great time just to get out there, and we had a wonderful crowd and really get after it. But they are definitely ready to all be on the same side and get to go against somebody else and see where we stack up.
But before we talk about rosters, Coach Hazelwood, this season, how would you describe the way that your team has been affected or not affected by the transfer portal, just like any other sport?
Yeah, I feel like we've been pretty fortunate, if I'm being honest. We were able to retain a lot of our players from last season and a lot of significant contributors. Sonny Shepard is returning, all Sun Belt performer, and she's actually just selected as preseason libero of the year in the Sun Belt. And so, she's returning. Bryn Botkin's returning. Sadie Makeda's returning. Just a lot of, we're just now going to be upperclassmen on the court. And, I think that's going to be a huge benefit for us. And then, of course, the transfer portal, we were able to get a few significant transfers that are really going to help us. And I think it's really going to all show this season.
Well, when you look at the Sun Belt Conference, Texas State has always been a really good team. Louisiana, Old Dominion. How do you think the league is going to shape up this year, just on paper?
It's always interesting. Texas State, of course, is really good year in and year out. I think their coaching staff does a phenomenal job recruiting, and their talent tends to stay. And so it just, they've really built a good program. And as much as I'm sad to see those coaches leave our conference, they're going to be really good every year, and they're definitely going to be in the running this year. And then on the other side, you've got some teams that are historically just very good. James Madison, again, longtime coaching staff there that's really grown and developed a great program. Coastal Carolina is always really good. They have one of the top players in our conference returning as well. And then, of course, on our side, South Alabama is consistently good. Arkansas State won our conference last year. We split with them. We beat them at home in one of the, we won in five and then lost in five. So, I think there's a lot of parity in our conference, and that makes it a lot of fun as well.
When it comes to skill set compared to the 24 squad, how would you compare this 25 squad?
Great question. The players we have returning, have again gotten a year better, a year of more experience, a year more of, I like to say we lost a number of 5-set matches by 2 points in the fifth set last year, or within a few, even more, within a few points. And so, it's just like when you're a young player, you're trying not to maybe make that mistake on a swing. And it's like, no, you got to go for it. Like, if you're playing a good team, you got to go for it, because if you don't, they're going to dig it, set it, and get a kill. And so I think just that year's worth of experience. And then adding, two setters this fall that are really, really going to improve our overall hitting efficiency, our team's ability to score. I mean, you got a point score to win, and both Gabby Zofko and Morgan Durgans are doing a an unbelievable job. I mean, that was probably one of the comments I got the most after our black and gold scrimmage, just how strong our setting position is.
Coach, I want to hear a little bit what you think about having those returners. How much does that mean that they have been under you for a year, maybe two, now onto their third, maybe fourth, and it's the same scenario as Coach Huff. You know, those players that have been there know the expectation and are able to lead the younger guys or even the new people that are expected to come in and really make an impact.
I think in today's day and age, it's invaluable just having players that have been within a program. And we've got a number of third-year players in our program returning for their third season. And I just think that I can't say enough about how important that is, because you're right, they set the expectation. They do all of the hard things regularly, even when they're tired, even when their bodies don't want to go.
Yes.
You know they have to push. And it's like, that's the example they're showing every day to these young, incredibly talented young players, but that they're learning, like, okay, this is hard, but I still have to do it and still push through when it's hard. And there's, I think, a huge premium on having returning players in your program. And I know in some sports that's really hard, and we're fortunate that we've been able to keep a lot of players.
Coach, we've got an employee that works for Super Talk. His name is Ben Seals, and he umpires D1 volleyball. And he's talked to me before about, you know, how impressed he was with your facility every time that he's there. And I just wonder, we don't really talk about that much, but number one, what do visiting teams say to you about this facility, and how is this facility helping you build your program?
It is a huge piece in the recruiting. And look, obviously none of us involved in the program here were even here when it was built. So, you know, we know that, there's a lot out there about that, but that clearly it doesn't have anything. We haven't done anything with that. So all we can do is showcase the great things we have. We're very thankful for just having our own space. We get to work around our own schedule with practice or visiting teams' practices, and it's not chaotic with that. Obviously, they're very impressed when they come in and they see not just that we have our visiting locker room is nice. It's really nice. It's nicer than a lot of home locker rooms I've had in schools years past. And then, you know, our athletic training room is phenomenal with, you know, all the amenities, hot and cold tub, things that are going to keep our athletes performing, you know, at the highest level. And, you know, we have a weight room here, and that's just dedicated to indoor and beach volleyball with our full-time strength coach that's always here. Just there's so many little aspects, again, of ways that Southern Miss has really invested in volleyball, and we're super thankful for that, and we hope to make the most of it. And I know visiting teams come in and they're just super impressed, or when recruits come, I mean, mm-hmm. We can't get enough, you know, positive compliments about just how nice it is to have everything we have. And we hope that we really can, you know, honor and respect the fact that we do have such nice things and not take it for granted. And that's something that we talk about regularly.
And how does it stack up to other facilities in the league?
It's a little hard to compare, because if there are sports that compete in their basketball arena, you know, we don't necessarily always go into their practice arena. And there's some, you know, I guess pros and cons with people that do that. It's like you practice in one place all week and then you go play somewhere else, and maybe not quite the familiarity. We practice every day on our home court where we're going to compete and play. And so I think a little bit more of a home court advantage with that, you know. But I think that some of the other volleyball-only facilities that we've been in, just that I've been in personally across the country, it's definitely one of the best. And, you know, just the fact that it's all state-of-the-art, you know, new, you know, relatively speaking, amenities, it's one of the best. And so, like I said, I think it can be hard to compare for a sport that's like a volleyball team that's in the basketball arena, but also practices in a practice facility. It's a little different. But, I think we're incredibly fortunate just to not even have to worry about, like, okay, let's put the volleyball court down this time around basketball. That's tough too. You know, like, we just get to do our thing and do it, you know, every day and work hard to really represent Southern Miss.
And it wasn't that long ago that they played volleyball in Reed Green Coliseum, had to schedule their practices around women's basketball, men's basketball. Man, what a pain in the drain that must have been back in the day.
For sure, and I think it's hard for all the sports, right? Like here at Southern Miss, you know, the basketball coaches have always been wonderful, you know, and so it's not, I'm sure in some places it could be a little more difficult than maybe it was at Southern Miss, but it's still hard. You've got three programs trying to really build and do great things, but working around time constraints is tough. And so I think that's just, it speaks volumes to what Southern Miss has really, you know, said is important. And it's not, yes, volleyball, but women's athletics. They value women's athletics at Southern Miss. And obviously that means the world to me as a female and as a coach of a female sport.
Coach, thanks for being on the show. Best of luck to you. We'll be following your team all year and get you back on the show real soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. All right, when we come back, I think Graham left out a pretty famous baseball player that's now working for Farm Bureau.
Slade Wilkes, if anybody remembers that
name.
He
reminded you, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Slade Wilkes is working?
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, 4th Street Bar Grill sponsors the last segment of our show every day. It's a great place for lunch, for dinner. Big ball games. I think college football starts Saturday.
The Cyclones of Iowa
State. There we go. Kelly's alma mater. And I guarantee you, that'll be on the screen at 4th Street Bar Grill. Kelly, there's just a couple weeks left, but Be Quick celebrating its 60th anniversary. You got any insight on that?
Yeah, it's the Shell station located at the corner of Hegwood Road and 98. Go in there, tell them that you want the decal to put on your car, so you stick it on your bumper or your window, and then you just go about your daily lives. Now, they're going to have spotters out and about, so if they see that sticker on your car, you're going to be entered into drawings for some great prizes, including a Saints package, and you know Saints tickets are going to be really hard to come by this year.
It's a Saints experience, and I can't tell you what kind of experience that's going to be after watching them play this past weekend.
And there's a big difference between a Saints experience and a New Orleans experience.
You've got to pick which one you want.
I don't know.
You got to choose.
I don't know if I'd want the New Orleans experience. But,
but
that's just one of the prizes. But I had a couple of questions for you, Bob.
All right, go ahead.
Like, if I wanted a fine luxury vehicle, what would be your recommendation?
Well, I went to Genesis of Hattiesburg.
Tell me about that.
And they have Genesis sedans and SUVs. That is Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership.
Okay.
Right here on Highway 98. You've been in it. It is gorgeous. And we love those guys. They're big supporters of ours, but more importantly, they really support the athletics at Southern Miss. Mr. Grubbs is a huge, huge Southern Miss guy.
And if I wanted to really be more sensitive to my
these are called segues, by the way.
My
Graham.
Individual health care, what would you recommend?
I'd go to Forest Healthcare if it were me.
Okay, well, tell me about that.
And like you do often, Kelly, you're reminded that Forest Healthcare thinks it's cool that you keep up with your favorite team this time of the year.
Yeah.
But the most important player on your team, Kelly, is you. And so you need to get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. And Forest Health can help you with expert medical care. Closer to home, ForestHealth.org. And we are truly delighted to have them on the show.
Well, those are both great recommendations.
They are. And there's a baseball player at Forest. I can't get away from it. I try my best to get away from it, Graham, and I just cannot pull myself away.
It's almost impossible in Hattiesburg to do it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think that's exactly correct.
But it's football season, Bob.
I realize it, and I'm like Graham, man. I'm pretty dadgum pumped up now that I had a chance to be around Coach Huff a little bit. I think Graham's on it, man. I think the football team is going to be so much more physical, so much more disciplined, and they're not going to win every game they play. But I have a feeling they're going to compete their tails off.
You know, he said something in that interview very specific and said that everything matters.
Yeah, you heard that once or twice, didn't you?
Just a couple times. Just a few.
Well, next week on this program, football is taking center stage.
Correct.
And we're going to be on the road, what, three times next week?
Yes, we're going to be at the Heritage Firearms up here in Windsor. And if you haven't been there, I bet you have.
Just a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, it's the place to go if you enjoy the outdoors and you like to hunt.
No question. If you're in Hattiesburg and are in need, there's your spot.
Now, you're a big turkey guy, right?
Just about all of it, but yes.
Okay,
yes,
turkey more than
More than it, duck, turkey, deer, dove.
Okay, can you do a turkey call?
Yes, I can. Not just off the hip, though.
You can't.
I need one of those little.
Those things? The little piece that you put in your mouth there.
A turkey call.
Well,
it's just a mouth call. I've called it a mouth call since I can. Mouth call, slate call, box call. Those are kind of your.
But you know, Graham, you're an outdoorsman. Kelly came in here one time. He bought a fish call, and he just couldn't understand why it didn't work.
Probably whipped you for a minute because it probably wasn't what it was for.
I tried to take up water polo too, but my horse drowned.
It happens to the best of us. It does.
And then somebody told me later on in water polo, you don't use a horse.
Hey, real quick, you played obviously for Scott Berry. Did he like hunting as much as everybody seems to think he does?
Yes.
You know, he told me that a few years ago when COVID broke out, that he got COVID. And he just went to his hunting camp and just hung out at his hunting camp.
He loved it. I know he did.
Hunted while he had COVID.
Well, that would make sense because you're out there not being around anybody else.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons, don't mean to get back on baseball, but that's why they changed the way Coach Barrett always done it. There's 6 weeks of actual practice, NCAA regulations, and it was always our black and gold World Series is kind of just ending the fall was always the last week. I think it was like early November, late November. It was that time because once that happens, hey, it's time to go hunt. And then for that 6 weeks that nobody's there, he's doing one thing.
And a lot of you guys were doing the same thing.
There's no question. We had actually a hunting team at Southern Miss against William Carey. Mm-hmm. And I think they've beaten us every year.
Really?
But, really? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they'd have trick-or-treat at the Pete. I know that. Or what?
It was trick-or-treat with Southern Miss Baseball one year. They got real creative over in the marketing department.
And then the Black and Gold World Series,
Graham,
after that.
Don't worry about drifting back to baseball. It happens pretty damn frequently on this show.
Can't help it.
So we can't help it.
And I noticed when Coach Hazelwood was talking about how James Madison was going
to
be good.
Oh, my God. Of course they are. She didn't even need to say that, did she?
No, Bob doesn't call him James Madison, Graham.
James Madison.
Who?
James Madison. Hey, man, we're delighted to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here.
Thank you and Deemer, just great additions. And we look forward to having Graham Crawford with us every Tuesday and Thursday and probably some extra days down the road. We'll be back tomorrow at 1. Thanks for listening, everybody. Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.